You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. The sisters are in the house. Hi, Jude.
Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I can't complain.
I guess Siri's going to answer on your behalf.
Just leave that in. That's insane. So sorry. Oh my God. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't know what that means. That must be some sort of synchronous of some subconscious something on some level. I don't know.
It came out and then it went away all by itself. It's like the machine is possessed.
That's right. Technology is spooky. But we're looking at a week of, I think you called it, incredible power and illumination. Friends, we're at episode 25, Sunday, February 27th through Saturday, March 5th, crossing into March. So where should we begin?
Yeah, we can start on Sunday because just synchronistically, moving up to the new moon in the middle of the week, the moon moving through Capricorn on the 27th, on Sunday the 27th, will make a conjunction to Venus, make a conjunction to Mars in Capricorn,
right,
and make a sextile to Neptune. And these are all planets that are involved with the new moon on Wednesday. Mm. So the moon will bring an emotional awareness to the energy that Venus represents, which is our love nature, our material values, our heart, you know, and then the moon will also make a close conjunction, you know, within an hour of making a conjunction to Venus, we'll make a conjunction to Mars,
right,
which is our desire, our sense of momentum, our sense of action and moving forward. So the moon between Sunday and Wednesday, when it meets up with the sun, will be conjuncting a number of planets that are already in conjunction. So Venus and Mars are in conjunction in Capricorn.
Right.
And the moon will then on Monday will sweep into Aquarius, where it will make a conjunction to Mercury late in the day around 5, and then around 9 it will make a conjunction to Saturn. Mm. And Mercury and Saturn are in an approaching conjunction in Aquarius, so we've got these kind of pairs and stellium lineups of planets
right
before we get to the new moon. So I should also mention that the moon will also conjunct Vesta, so as it's moving in to make that alignment with Mars and Venus on Sunday, it's also Vesta's right there. So that's our dedication. That's our deep core feeling of what is our passion? What do we protect? What do we live for, right?
Yeah.
So we've got Venus, Mars, Vesta in a conjunction. The moon, you know, like a pinball machine, lights those up on Sunday night. and then on Monday, the moon hits on Mercury and then it hits on Saturn in Aquarius. So that's also bringing to mind our feeling nature in terms of our speech, our self-expression.
Right.
And then the moon conjunct Saturn is an awesome time for any project demanding endurance or tolerance. It brings up the qualities of Saturn. So wow. This emotional impact of the moon with the qualities of Saturn is great for establishing new habits and rituals. The moon in conjunction with Mercury is good for being able to express your feelings clearly. It's an excellent time for co-creative or cooperative projects.
Okay.
This is just kind of building, right?
Yeah.
A new moon is a process of building anyway, where the moon is releasing its light.
Yeah.
So it's a waning moon. And by the 28th, we'll be in the balsamic moon phase, which the moon is just about invisible.
Right.
And as we go into Tuesday the 1st, we'll be just about there. The moon is...
Yeah.
It's a dark night. You know, there is no moon. It's the balsamic moon, which was always the time in ancient times when you went within.
Mm.
There was always that pulling within. It's the darkness of the soil. It's the seed in the ground before the moisture and the light and the warmth bring it to life. It's that deep innerness.
Yeah.
And then the moment of the new moon is when the light is that point of renewal. That happens on Wednesday, but before the moon gets to the sun makes a sextile to Uranus. right on Wednesday morning. So this is very early in the morning, like 12:05.
Eastern AM.
Yes, Eastern. So Sun sextile Uranus is this push for change. There's an eagerness to make changes, find new ways and inventive ways of implementing your life, creating new habits. So we have this sense of a bit of a shakeup that is going to be featured at this new moon with the Sun sextile Uranus, which means also that the moon will be sextiling Uranus.
Right, yeah.
So as we move into Wednesday with the Mars-Venus-Vesta stellium activated, with the Mercury conjunct Saturn activated in Aquarius, and we move into this new moon, there are so many conjunctions and harmonious aspects to this new moon. On the day of the new moon, you know, just an hour before the new moon, Mercury exactly conjuncts Saturn. So rational thinking, concentration, focus, organization, serious communication, like things get very real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mercury conjunct Saturn is in Aquarius, kind of cool and detached. But the new moon is happening at 12 degrees, 12 and some change. So that's 13 degrees Pisces. So I wanted to also mention that there's a Sabian symbol for that.
Yeah, let's get to the Sabian symbol and just spend a little time with this new moon at 13 degrees Pisces.
It's very interesting. So this, especially when you put it into the context of the Mercury conjunct Saturn, that whole, you know, rational, measured, focused,
yeah,
communicative, deliberate communication, rational, cool, detached, you know, strategic, all of those words go with that conjunction. So this 13 degrees of Pisces, the degree where the new moon is, so the sun and the moon are both in a conjunction at the time of the new moon.
Right.
This degree is called the sword degree. And Dame Rudyard outlines it like this. An ancient sword used in many battles is displayed in a museum. And he goes on to elaborate with the keynote, through the effective use of his will, a consecrated person can become a symbol of courage for all those who follow in their footsteps. So through the effective use of their will, a consecrated person, and I'm imagining that to be consecrated, like a person who has all of those things of this, the Mercury conjunct Saturn, they are cool, they are rational, they have thought this through, they are concentrated in a way, they have focus.
Yes.
So their use of their will can become a symbol of courage for all who follow in their footsteps.
Yes.
And we talked a little bit about this whole idea of this sword in a museum.
That's the part that really intrigued me, because it's like, it's not as if it's, you know, King Arthur's sword that gets pulled from a stone. It's this tool that has been vetted or whatever it's been, and it's in this place where people go and watch it. You can't necessarily put your hands on it and take it, but we started to get into what, why the museum, what does the museum stand for? This ancient quality of the sword that probably carries with it some ancestral baggage or history.
Right. That it was used in many battles.
Right.
You know, killing and, but the use of the sword as a tool of focus of the body, focus of the mind, I think is what we're getting at here. And that the sword has been laid to rest. It's been put away where it's not used like that anymore.
Yeah. The symbolism is still accessible to us. You know, when you think of a museum, they're quiet. They're often dark because they're preserving the antiquities that are in it. You take your time going through a museum. It's a very almost internal and imaginative experience to go into a museum. And it feels like this is sort of calling us to go internal in our own mind using our sword. I don't know. Thoughts on that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Finding like our will.
Finding our will.
Yep.
Yeah. Like yeah. Taking it out of the case and focusing it, you know, like the museum can
right.
be our own body. Like we're going along, you know, we're accepting our day-to-day reality. We want to make changes. We don't agree with some of the things that we're having to do, you know, but how can we make those changes?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to not fall on our sword. We have to pull out our sword and work with it, work with our will.
Yes.
Not that we have to go on any kind of rampage, but I mean, we have to focus our intention. We have to get clear on what we want. And then this whole moon and sun in Pisces is about the feeling, the collective,
yes,
the collective nature, that we are part of this collective nature, but we are also individuals. So working with the personal will, and you pulled the Queen of Swords, which I think is so interesting.
What was funny is the card flew out of the deck so fast that I put her back, because I thought, well, I barely touched this deck. Which I should just, you know, talk about following your own intuition. It's a beautiful card of this female figure, the Queen of Swords, and she's got the sword steady, balanced in one hand, in her right hand. Her left hand is raised out almost as like an invitation, sort of like, there is your path. You've cleared the way. You are settled. She's sitting. It's a still posture, yet her focus, she's in profile, she's pointing the way, and she's got this tool. And some of the things I've been reading about this card is that it is like, when you've done the work, the way unfolds itself and becomes clear to you. And this symbolic sword, or you've gone into that meditative place to discover what you want, and you've cleared the way. You've gotten the baggage out of the way. You've gotten your obstacles out of the way with this sword, and now move forward. Go forth. It's like an invitation of her hand. Go forth. It's really quite a beautiful card.
Yeah. Well, and there's Jupiter involved in this full moon as well.
Mm.
Sun and the moon conjunct Jupiter.
Whoa.
This gives an optimistic, self-aware nature to the time. It offers the ability to access and recognize high ideals and increased vitality.
Yeah.
You're likely to be spiritually motivated with the sun conjunct Jupiter, and also have a, you know, really be able to access that quiet inner strength,
yeah,
that you were talking about, like that whole idea of the museum and that inner museum, that quiet inner strength that you can use to help others, but also to help yourself to move forward.
Yes.
There's a lot here at the time of this new moon.
Yes.
The moon conjunct Jupiter gives this generosity, sociability. It gives you access to an inherent spirituality, not so much that it's philosophical, but that you actually are able to accomplish what you want through acts of love and caring. So the moon supports this generosity.
Right.
It's a great time to be working with the public to attract material rewards without seeming to be groping after them.
Yeah.
You know, and also in Pisces, which is this mystical sign, right? You have access to the collective unconscious. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. It's got all of the dreams, hopes, visions within it of humankind throughout all time. And that is accessible to us. So there's also this inclination towards the poetic or the mystical or the marvelous.
Amazing. Amazing.
And in addition, the synchronistic elements to this new moon are in play, because the sun and the moon are sextile to Uranus.
Yeah.
So there is this offer of things lining up without your having to work very hard to have that happen. You know, spontaneity and synchronicity are all on tap.
Yes.
The moon and the sun are also in a wide conjunction, so 10 degrees. It's weak, but nevertheless, it's there with Neptune, which increases the sensitivity, the visionary and creative potentials. So there is this a sense of the ethereal about this new moon, as well as the point, the work, the direction. Focus your direction, I think, is the, with that Sabian symbol, the use of the inner sword, the sword of truth, the sword of direction, the will, the intention.
Yes.
You can make anything happen with this new moon.
Well, and what's awesome about that is when you are true to your own will and are manifesting that. It's sort of like the part where the Sabian symbol said becomes a symbol of courage. You can inspire and encourage others through exercising of your own generous will. It's sort of like a living by example. You've got to do the work. You know, again, the symbol of the sword, a symbol of leadership, of rallying, of pointing forward. And I don't think it has to be in a huge way, but just how you are with your neighbors, or like as a teacher with your students, or as a neighbor in your community, that when you can tap into that inner will and lead by example, others will feel inspired to also follow.
Yeah, this whole week, Sarah, is loaded. The next day, okay, we've just spent a little time talking about this new moon, but it's not over yet.
That's just Wednesday.
Yeah, the next day, Thursday the 3rd, Mars conjuncts Pluto to the degree. So Mars and Venus,
yes,
together move on and conjunct Pluto at 27 degrees of Capricorn.
Yeah.
So this is also pointing to relational issues, conversations, interpersonal relationships, like, and issues of power around interpersonal relationships.
Yeah.
And how those are important in your life, whether it's with your neighbor or with your spouse or with your significant other or with your landlord, yeah, or with your
children,
co-workers, or your, exactly, your kids, your family. You know, this is all about really navigating in a way that's bringing all of the best qualities of Venus and Mars,
yeah,
to the table,
yeah,
so that you can work with these issues of power or personal power or competition.
Yeah.
I mean, you can also raise it up so that you can work together.
Yes.
But Pluto is all about compulsion and intensity and charisma, manipulation. It's all about how you handle. You need the wisdom. It's really calling on all of us to kind of dig for the wisdom,
yeah,
to handle our close relationships in a way that can transform them into conscious acts of sharing.
Yeah.
So that we're not bringing our baggage along.
That's it. And that's the work, I think, too, of the sword, like clearing out that baggage so that your path ahead can be the most useful for all involved.
It's not a bed of roses. I mean, there may be misfortune in marriage,
right,
or partnerships, but it also, you know, once you clear that out, there are great rewards.
That's it.
There's the potential to be involved in power struggles with others, or yourself to act in a manipulative way towards other people. Just be aware of that, because this is potent. This is very potent astrology.
Right.
And there's no way around it. You have to go through it.
One of the phrases in Stoic philosophy is the obstacle becomes the way. You can't really avoid it. You've got to go with the obstacle, but the obstacle becomes the way.
Moving on from Pisces, the moon makes a sextile on Thursday to Pluto, a sextile to Venus, and a sextile to Mars. So this all supports, you know, sextile, moon sextile Mars is courage. Moon sextile Pluto is being truthful and honest. And moon sextile Venus is, you know, really pulling up all of the good stuff, the love, the affection, the romance.
Right.
The all three of them together is going to be just a very potent time in their travels.
Yeah, yeah.
And the rest of the week is fine.
That first weekend of March, you can take a breather.
Friday the 4th, the moon has no aspect. The moon's in, okay, Aries, and it does nothing all day. It's like exhausted. And then on Saturday, the sun conjuncts Jupiter, which is fabulous. So it's in fight. The sun is in Pisces.
Yes.
Conjuncting Jupiter, exactly. Even though it was really close at the time of the new moon, just a couple of days later, it moves into the exact conjunction. So that optimism,
right,
carries through the whole week, basically. You know, so there's this heavy piece of, you know, Venus, Mars, Pluto conjunction. There's this optimism of the sun and moon conjunct Jupiter. And there's this dreaminess of Neptune coming in. What can you envision?
Yeah.
Using your truth, using your sword to move things forward. Focus.
Yeah.
Focus and intention are part of the Mercury conjunct Saturn.
Yes.
This is a huge week to make change. If you wanted to make change,
yes,
in a positive direction, you've got the universe supporting you.
Well, there it is. I don't think we need to say any more.
No.
Well, thank you. It sounds like an incredibly powerful week and important, as always, to exercise some self-care around as these issues come up, taking those quiet moments to reset, recharge, all those things that we try to encourage here with Sister Stargazers so that you can make the most of your week.
Take a deep bath if you can.
Deep bath. Yes. Yeah. Let the water wash over you.
New moon in Pisces.
Okay. Well,
maybe lavender, some lavender.
Throw a little lavender in there.
Some Epsom salts, right? Clear that out. Clear it all out.
Clear the way
for the new.
While you're clearing the way, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share on one of our many platforms and tell your friends.
We would so appreciate it.
We would appreciate it. And let us know how things are working for you. You can email us at connect@sisterstargazers.com. And with that, we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.